Welcome to this week's podcast from Hopeful Hearts Ministry. He is risen. What now? It's the most powerful declaration in history, but what does it actually mean for you? Right now, the tomb is empty, death has been defeated, Jesus is alive, but the real question is, what now? How does the resurrection change the way you live, the way you think, the way you face your struggles? In this message, we're going beyond the celebration and stepping into the reality of resurrection power in everyday life. This is He is Risen, What Now?
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us pray. Father God, we come before you today with open hearts and grateful spirits. Thank you for the empty tomb. Thank you for the victory of Jesus over sin and death. Lord, as we hear your word today, speak to us clearly. Open our ears to hear you, our minds to understand, and our hearts to receive. Let this not just be another message we hear, but a truth that transforms us. Show us what it means to live in the power of the resurrection. Holy Spirit, move in this place. Teach us, guide us, and draw us closer to you. In Jesus' name, amen.
This week's message is in the spirit of hope and resurrection, reflecting on the profound truth that our Savior, Jesus Christ, is risen. As we celebrate this glorious reality, I want us to consider a pivotal question: He is risen, what now? This question echoes through the ages, inviting us to respond to the life-changing event of the resurrection. Let's turn our attention to the Gospel of Luke, chapter 24, verses 6 to 7, where the angels remind the women at the tomb, "He is not here, he has risen. Remember how he told you, while he was still with you in Galilee, the Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men, be crucified and on the third day be raised again." These words are not just a declaration of what has happened, they are a call to action, a reminder that the resurrection should lead us to a new way of living. So, what does it mean for us that he is risen? What should our response be to this incredible news? First, we must recognize that the resurrection is a confirmation of our faith. Paul reminds us in 1 Corinthians 15 verse 14, "And if Christ has not been raised, our preaching is useless and so is your faith." The resurrection assures us that Jesus is who he said he is, the Son of God, the Messiah, our Redeemer. It validates everything he taught and every promise he made. When we proclaim, "He is risen," we affirm our belief in a living God who has conquered sin and death. Now that we know the truth of the resurrection, what do we do with it? The first step in our response is to live in the reality of his resurrection power. Romans 8 verse 11 tells us, "And if the Spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead is living in you, he who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies because of his Spirit who lives in you." This means we are not just passive recipients of his grace, we are empowered to live transformed lives. Living in resurrection power means that we can overcome our struggles, our fears, and our doubts. It means we can forgive those who have wronged us, heal from past wounds, and step boldly into the future that God has for us. It is a call to trust in his promises and to embrace the new life we have through him. Secondly, our response to the resurrection should be one of proclamation. Just as the women at the tomb were instructed to go and tell the disciples that Jesus had risen, we too are called to share the good news. The Great Commission in Matthew 28 verses 19 to 20 urges us, "Therefore go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you." In a world that often feels dark and hopeless, we have the light of the resurrection to share. We have the joy of knowing that death does not have the final say. Every time we share our testimony, invite someone to church, or simply offer kindness and love, we are participating in God's mission to bring others into His kingdom. Finally, let us respond to the resurrection with a heart of gratitude and service. In light of what Christ has done for us, how can we not respond with a life of worship? Ephesians chapter 2 verses 8 to 10 reminds us, "For it is by grace you have been saved, through faith, and this is not from yourselves, it is the gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast. For we are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do." When we recognize the depth of His love and the sacrifice He made for us, our hearts should overflow with gratitude. This gratitude compels us to serve others. It leads us to be the hands and feet of Jesus in our communities, to care for the needy, to offer support to the hurting, and to be agents of peace in a troubled world. So, dear friends, as we reflect on the question, "He is risen, what now?" let us embrace the call to live in His resurrection power, proclaim the good news, and serve others with love. Let us remember that the resurrection is not just an event we celebrate once a year, it is the foundation of our lives as believers. It defines who we are and how we live. As we go forth today, let us carry the message of hope that comes from knowing that our Savior is alive. Let us be filled with His Spirit, equipped to face whatever challenges lie ahead, and motivated to share His love with a world that desperately needs it.
Let us pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for reminding us today that Jesus is alive, and because He lives, we have hope, purpose, and new life. Lord, help us not to leave this message behind, but to carry it with us into our daily lives. Give us the courage to walk by faith, the strength to live differently, and the boldness to share the good news with others. When we face challenges this week, remind us of the victory we have in you. When we feel weak, remind us that your power is alive within us. Let us, guide us, and use us for your glory. May our lives reflect the truth that He is risen. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for listening. We truly appreciate you taking the time to be with us today. We hope this message has encouraged you and strengthened your faith. Be sure to join us next week for another exciting podcast. We'd love to have you with us again. Until then, stay blessed and keep walking in faith. I leave you today with music from Hopeful Hearts Worship. The title of this song is Risen Forevermore.
The morning broke, the stone was rolled, the grave could not contain your soul. Light has come, the King has risen.
stay.